Hello, and this is Jim Zuris, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Service for Real Estate Professionals. Today I'm with Joe Ramos, a real estate broker and a professional trainer. Hello, Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, James. Thank you for having me here.
For you listeners, we're here at another broker's office. We're taking a break from the Senior Real Estate Specialist course that Joe offers. But first of all, tell me a little bit about your background. The audience that's listening is the real estate agent that is deciding or maybe has already decided to make focusing on the senior market as part of their business plan.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about your background, and we want to focus on some tips on probate.
Well, James, I started real estate back in 1968, I believe. I got into the probate business in 1971 as a real estate agent. What happened is I used to play handball at the local YMCA, and there's a lot of other people working out at the same place. So somebody asked me, does everybody know you're in real estate? Well, you know, I don't have time to talk to them and tell them I'm in real estate because they're busy working out. I'm busy playing handball. So my wife made me a shirt, and every time I would work out or play handball, I would use it. And then back it said, my name is Joe Ramos. I sell real estate. My phone number is if you're interested. And let me tell you, James, it did work.
I bet.
Because an attorney in Whittier was working out at the same time and comes to me and tells me, you're in real estate, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. He says, have you ever done a probate transaction? James, I didn't even know what the word meant.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I met with this gentleman. His name is Phil Montino, attorney in Whittier. He took me through a little bit about the probate process. I started hitting the attorneys in the area, and I was getting probate listings. I wasn't getting too many, but I was getting them. I found out that other realtors don't even know anything about probate. Even the ones that are handling the probate transaction, they don't have a clue on what the probate process is. I worked real estate for a long time. I retired, I guess, back in 2007 or 2008. It only lasted about 3 years. And then I decided, since I was doing classes for other groups, I says, I'm going to start doing classes for real estate agents because I think they need my help. And James, I got to tell you the truth. 90% of the real estate agents out there really don't know what to do. This is where I came in. I'm going to go out there and help real estate agents get more business. And one of my courses is my probate course, which we talk about the process of probate. We talk about the documentation that they use in court that real estate agents should be aware of. We talk about a living trust. And matter of fact, in my class, I used to do all the classes myself. Then I started hiring attorneys. So some attorneys come as guest speakers and they talk about the living trust. Why is it important to have a living trust? How does a living trust work? Because a lot of us, we think we understand a trust, but once I heard this attorney, I found out that I need to know more. So we have that gentleman attorney that comes in. His name is Paul Velasco. And then we have another gal that comes in and talks. Her name is Anna Jimenez. She's a probate paralegal. And she talks about the process also, talks about the documentation. I learned a lot from her. Then we have another attorney that comes in and talks about conservatorships. You see, James, in probate, you have a living probate, and when somebody dies, we have a probate. A living probate is a conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are not aware about this. They don't even have a trust. If somebody doesn't have a will or doesn't have a trust, something happens to them that they get incapacitated. Now they got to spend some money to get a court-appointed conservator. With a trust, it's built in there that you have a conservator, and it's not going to cost you anything. Probate is a niche market for some real estate agents. And in my classes, I don't teach how to door knock. I don't teach flyers. I teach knowledge on how you could use the knowledge to outdo the competition. And some of my agents are doing great in probate. Yes, they go against other real estate agents in probate meetings and what have you. My student always comes out on top. Why? Because knowledge. I'll give you an example. One of my students asked me, Joe, if I go knock on an attorney's door, what are they going to ask me? They won't ask you anything hard. All you have to know the difference between a limited limited probate and a full authority probate. And I explained to him, a limited authority probate, anything the personal representative does, the court has to approve it. In a full authority, you treat it like a regular transaction. Contingencies are removed the same way. As a matter of fact, the commission is between the broker and the estate. My student went and knocked on one of the attorney's doors, and the attorney asked him, well, I'm going to test you how much you know about probates. Can you tell me the process of the probate? His answer was, is it limited or full? The attorney said, you're hired.
You're hired, just like that.
Just right. Like that, because somebody that knows limited and full, they know a little bit about probate, but not everything. And that's what we do in my class. I know there's some other instructors out there that are saying, send out letters to the personal representative, mail out to the attorneys. You know, I interview attorneys, and this is what they tell me when they receive these letters from all kinds of real estate agents out there. They don't have time to look at that. They do not have time. So all that stuff that they send is going to go in the trash. Some of it, you might be lucky. Maybe you get one call, but it goes into the trash. And I asked the attorneys, what are you looking in a real estate agent to handle your probate transaction? Well, they're looking for somebody that's knowledgeable on the probate process, and they're looking for somebody that's a hard worker and has the knowledge. That's the way I started.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, to me, a lot of these real estate agents go to learn how to knock on doors. And they say the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
In today's real estate business, you have to be better and different than the competition. Mm-hmm. And how can you be better? By having that knowledge. And I guarantee any real estate agent that has the knowledge on probate will outdo the competition out there.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm an agent and this is something that I want to focus on, am I really talking about calling on and working with probate attorneys? Is that really the market, or is there any other place that an agent would go for this kind of business? It sounds like that's the only place.
I have 17 different ways of prospecting.
Oh, wow. And that's in your class?
That's in my class. Some real estate agents don't feel comfortable going and talking to attorneys face to face. I do. I guess that's my strength. I do. And there's another way that you could prospect. And this is what I teach. Number one, and this is for free, guys. Number one, can a probate attorney in San Francisco do a probate in this area? Yes. Well, we're in Orange County. Number one, if an attorney in San Francisco has a probate over here in Orange County, it's going to take him time to find a real estate agent in Orange County that knows probate. So what I tell my students to do, send out a mailer. And this is the only time I believe in mailers. Send out a mailer to several attorneys in probate attorneys in San Francisco. It does work, because one of my students, attorney from Oakland, called one of my students if he does probates in Orange County, and he said, yes, you're hired. I'm going to give you the information.
Wow.
So that's another way.
Yep.
Attend the meetings where the attorneys hang around, because every bar association has a calendar in their website, and it tells you when they're going to have an educational meeting, and that's the ones I used to go to, James.
Okay, the educational seminars and things like that?
Yes. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I went to hear one of the probate judges talk at one of these meetings, and I learned a lot, and I made friends with that judge, because I'm the type that I'm going to go introduce myself.
Sure.
Maybe if he has time, we'll have lunch and what have you.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's good to know some of these probate attorneys. Elder law attorneys is another one. Real estate attorneys. Family law. My probate attorney, Phil Montino, introduced me to a family law attorney that started feeding me divorce cases.
Wow.
So again, there's a lot. If you have the knowledge, that's a lot. There's a lot of avenues out there and a lot of niches out there for real estate agents.
Sure. Now, Joe, you have a certification program, right, where you certify someone as a specialist in probate. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, James.
Sure.
Number one, I sign my certification because I give them a test at the end. If they pass the test, I send them a certification and a logo that we use. Now, Joe Ramos signs the certification. All right, what is it going to do to a real estate agent out there that shows the certification to an attorney? Well, nothing really. So I add value to my certification by telling my students to have the classes they took and the attorneys that gave him. Because I'll tell you, Paul Velasco is a well-known, knowledgeable attorney in the area or Southern California.
Right.
And when I show them this, they say, oh, Paul Velasco, wow, I should go to your classes. And I have attorneys that come to my classes. I think that putting the names of my speakers or instructors behind the certification adds value to it.
Sure. Sounds good. Joe, if you're agreeable, on the SysRep website, we're going to put the schedule of your classes.
That's fine with me.
And we'll have your contact information as well. Listeners will be used to using the website. They can click to your contact information, have it available when your next probate classes.
Okay.
And your SRES class and even the other classes. I know you do things on contracts. And
yeah,
things,
I'm
right?
doing a contract class next week, March the 8th. Don't have the address yet, but it's in Lakewood someplace.
Sure. Okay. 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 Good enough. Great.
Yeah. And my website should have all my classes that are coming up.
Okay. You want to share the name of the website?
JoeCRamos.com.
Okay, great. Well, Joe, I really appreciate you sharing those valuable tips. An agent looking at the senior market may want to get an SRES. It seems to me having that probate knowledge makes sense to have that as well, doesn't it?
It does. And one requirement I have for the real estate agents, if they're not afraid to work hard and if they do the things that I tell them, I guarantee them success.
It sounds like it. Sounds like you've got specific cases for sure.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, Joe, again, appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Thank you, James, for having me.